生生他我们教会。
Good morning, my church.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, thank you so much for giving us a place to worship. As we come together, Father, I pray that we listen to your heart. We present our heart to you. As we hear the words of the scripture, may they penetrate us. And Father, as always, speak through me or in spite of me. In Jesus' name, amen. So Hurricane Irene seems to have taken its toll on the East Coast.
看起来这个在东海岸这个造成损失真是不小。
Enormous swaths of destruction, with early estimates pegging around $2 billion to $7 billion worth of damage.
Okay, 这是飓风所经历的一片苍夷，留下很多的巨大的损失。 据初步统计，差不多有20到70亿的美金的损失。
And we, the taxpayers, are left footing the bill.
Okay, 我们这些平头百姓在纳税人最后可能要付这些重建的费用的大头。
Even our church had a tree stretch across the parking lot. It changed our schedule and altered our plans. And simply put, it affected all of our lives.
Okay, 即使我们教会也在上星期间有一个大树一下倒了，横卧在那个路的中间。
Some other people had their lives affected in phenomenal ways, which will probably alter them forever. At least 8 people were killed. Imagine being the family members of those people. My niece is a property manager at an apartment complex with about 80% of the residents over 65. And they've been without electricity and power all week. They finally got it back on Wednesday night. And she was on the news 2 days in a row talking about the problem. The Red Cross told her they couldn't help her. Other agencies who were overwhelmed by the influx of calls could not help her either. To make matters worse, about 85 of the units had to have their refrigerators empty. Imagine, no refrigerator, no food, no hot water, no light. And for we modern people, no internet or television, nothing we are accustomed to having in this digital age and technology. Now imagine this as an elderly person of 70. With no way to get around. Limited physical mobility. And a fixed income. How would you handle that? This apartment complex was told that they would have their power back each and every day, and it took a week. Well, thank God for the local churches, because they came to the rescue.
Yeah,
As the news of the storm came, Sandy and I were watching it very closely. You know, living on the water comes with its perks. However, it also comes with a potential price. Her name is Irene.
OK, 在飓风来之前呢，三天后我密切的关心这个关于飓风的所有的消息。而且你知道我在河边住，那个在河边住确实有它的好处，但是也不是百利无一害。也其中的一害就是你知道这个飓风Irene。For
instance, a small little problem, flooding. Imagine a couple of feet rolling through your house. Trust me, I imagined it many, many times this past week.
OK, 可以想象一下，你知道那个在这个住在河边，这个有的如果发一点小水啊无所谓。如果想象一下两尺多高的水的那个汹涌澎湃的卷进你的家里，你会想象这个情况。然后在过去的一周里面，我见到很多人遇到很多这样的情况。
Well, first the meteorologist told us it was going to be about 9 inches. Then they told us it was going to be about 4 inches, and then 8, and it just kept changing. And I finally realized it. They had no clue. The only thing they had a clue of was that a hurricane was coming, or, as my brother-in-law calls it, a hairy cane. Well, in preparation, I looked at my first floor and I proceeded to build these towers, these castles of plastic tubs, and placed things on top of other things, and placed all this stuff on top of work tables, and I organized the tubs. Thank God this year I built a lot of shelves, with the bottom shelf being about 30 inches, 36 inches off the floor.
对，在这个抗洪救灾的准备过程中里面，那个我用了那个很多的那个五颜六色的那个塑料桶、塑料这个瓶子、塑料盖子，而且做了很多的东西，而且是在那个放到那个我在年初做好这个架上，在我的garage里面，就这些东西在一起让我放了很多做了一些这个像那个城堡一样的东西，一个叠的一个叠的一个，就是避免让他们遭到水的伤害。
I spent about 6 to 8 hours building my Jenga-like towers. I examined the construction and I thought, phew, I hope no one pulls that piece out. Otherwise, the whole castle's going to implode. The most precarious stack was one that started with 2 4x4s on each side, a desk, and then on top of the two desks were 2 rocking chairs. On top of the rocking chair was a dollhouse, and on top of that was a baby cradle. And then finally, I had my flag. Then it's rolled up, so I stuck the flag on the very top of the tower.
OK, 最有趣的一个是我建的这个小塔里面是那个，我用一个那个四乘四的那个木头建这个，在那个我的一个桌子旁边垫了，把它支起来，支起来在这个桌子上面我放两个摇椅，摇椅上面又放一个小孩玩的那个就是那个玩具的屋子，玩具屋子上面我再放了大西大巴东西，最后我放了一个就是一个国美国国旗，美国国旗我再把它用旗杆那个卷在一起，然后就把它搭在上面。
Well, then I thought for a moment as I looked at this tower, I just claimed it for America. Or, like the Navy, did I drape it across it and be ready to send it out to sea? I had another 2 piles, similar, and then right across the top of them was a 4-foot by 5-foot canvas of a painting I've been working on for about 8 years. And it represents lots of hours, and I wanted that to be protected, but I also kind of created a little tunnel.
OK， 在这个我的这个车库里面，我建了用那个很多东西做了一个两个堆，两个架子，两个架子上面我放了，我用那个撑开的油画布撑开放在上面。这个油画布是一个我的宝贝，因为我有花了8年的时间去弄这个那个画这些东西，所以我实在不想让我这些花了这么多年心血的结晶糟坏。
Everything from the outside of the house was brought in: lawn furniture, trash cans, grill, fire pit, hose reel.And even a paddle boat.
Okay, 所有在室外的东西都通通进屋，全都没有一样留在外面。这些东西包括园艺里面这些那个 gardening 那个园里面那个那些小东西，还有垃圾桶啊，还有那个还有那个 barbecue 那个烤炉，还有那个火锅、水管子那个架子。最主要是我一个踏踏船，我一个小小的踏踏船。
I kept imagining it flying through the air like some kind of bizarre scene out of The Wizard of Oz or Alice in Wonderland, so I had to bring it in.
Okay, 在这个我干做这些事情，我经常想着那个电影里面有个叫那个就是魔鬼怪之 Oz， 他一个那个爱丽丝在那幻想园，这两个电影里面经常有这些东西在这空中飞来飞去。在我准备的时候，这些怪怪的想法一直在我脑里面就闪不去。
Of course, realizing that it would float.It got piled with a lot of things also. Now I wish I had a video camera because the funny scene was the three stooges, my brother-in-law, my nephew and I, trying to get this paddle boat out of the water. Go ahead.
Sorry. 我真是希望我当时有那个录像机，我能够把它录下来，就像那个录那个三个小蠢人一样的那个电影里面叫 Three Stooges。就过去一个老电影，我三个蠢人里面，包括我的连襟一捞，还有我的外甥，我们把这个船拖出来。
And as fast as we could bail the water out, the rough waves would fill the boat back up, and this was way before the storm came.
Okay, 在我们这个把这个水从那个船里面小车船里面拖出来的时候，这个热浪卷进水里的速度比我们把它水挑出来还要快，而且这个时候并不是那个远远在这个飓风来之前的时候。
I imagine lots of things during this trying time. A tree branch flying through one of my sliding glass doors, or some kind of object hurling itself across my neighbor's yard and bouncing like some kind of wacky pinball machine and finally crashing into my house. Or how about this one? Sandy kind of tumbling, flying out like some kind of Mary Poppins character, but of course, she wouldn't have an umbrella.
在这个积极准备过程中，我脑子里大起大落的念头是一闪一闪的。我经常看到这个树枝啊，一下被风吹断了，飞过来以后扎到我的房子里面。然后看到我家邻居里面有一个东西在我家邻居里面一个玩意儿，从那个院子里面呼啸的到我的院子，又跑又蹦又跳的，就像那个乒乓球，就像那个六合彩里面那个球球里面一样，蹦蹦跳跳，蹦蹦跳跳，最后一下一头扎到我的房子里。而且最有可笑的是我那个三体，我想象三体就像那个电影那个 Mary Poppins 里面一样的，就是这样的一抓一扭，一下从窗户里面就飞出去，而且不忘了带伞。
It was the loudest storm I've ever heard in my life, and then about at 10 p.m., zap, no electricity.
OK， 这是我所遇到的那个响声最大、最大的暴雨，在晚上10点左右，咔嚓一下没电了。
Now, I actually talked with a woman here on Friday, and I actually got electricity back before her, which totally surprised me. But we had no generator. So I tried to buy one on Friday. I knew it was a long shot. The guy at Home Depot told me they sold all theirs before Tuesday, and he said,On Tuesday, they sold 32 of them in 20 minutes. So I'm reminded of a quote.By John Ruskin. He's a 19th century art critic during the Victorian era, and he said this: There's no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of good weather.
我听到一个，我记起来有个英国的那个维多利亚时期的一个艺术评论家，他的名字叫 John Ruskin， 他是这样说的，他说的没有坏天气就没说，只有不同的好天气。
Now, I don't know what this guy's smoking or what drugs he's taking, but no such thing as bad weather? You know, oh, come on, Mr. Ruskin, that's a little bit too optimistic, don't you think? Or how about this quote? Weather is a great metaphor for life. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and there's not much you can do except carry an umbrella.
Okay, 这还有另一句好听的，你可以听这个。这个是说的，天气就像人生一样，时好时坏，你奈他无可。他能做的也只是出门带把伞。
An umbrella in a hurricane. Turned inside out, what good does that do? Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said, "The best thing one can do when it's raining is to let it rain."
Okay, Henry Wadsworth.
Sometimes when I read these famous quotes, I wonder what planet these people live on. I mean, for crying out loud, it's a hurricane. It's hard to really see the good in that, isn't it? Well, as I started praying and thinking about this week's message, I thought, obviously, quite a lot about the events. An earthquake, a hurricane, many piles of stuff, and an extremely loud wind.So at the risk of talking about something you're probably tired about, I'm going to talk about Irene. Push that button. So Irene is an acronym that let's explore some of God's word. Let's look at the I. The first I is irritated with inconvenience.
So 大家可以看到，这个 I 是因为不方便引起来的烦躁、不爽和焦灼。
But what a better place to start, but with the word I.
能够比 I 更好的字母吗？我们可以用来做开始。
Most of us, when we think of disaster, the first person we think of is ourselves.
当我们听到飓风的时候，我们有十有八九的人会想到啊，这个会影响我生活，怎么会影响我？
So, please read with Jeff 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10.
让我读一下哥林图十二十经，都在字幕上，我们一起读哈。我开始，大家一起读哈。我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如果被提到翻腾天里去，坐在身上，坐在，我不知道。只有神知道，他被提到了天上。因为我必须说
实话，因为恐怕有人把我看到过于很真的，就恐怕启示甚大，就过于自动，所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上，但是撒旦的权益要攻击我，免得我过于自动。为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我，他对我说，我的恩典不够你用，就以软弱、凌辱、艰难、迫害、痛苦为行，因为我死的时候软弱，生的时候坚强。
There are numerous sermons contained in these scriptures. However, I want to concentrate on the proverbial thorn in Paul's side. I mean, some have claimed it. There's a lot of speculation that it was epilepsy or it was a temptation to unbelief or a tendency to lose his temper. Frankly, I don't think the actual meaning of thorn is what's relevant, but it's about the boasting in his weakness as a result. Paul says that he boasts gladly in his weakness. And I think verse 10 is important enough to reread it. So that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I don't know about you, but boasting that my house got hit by a hurricane, or maybe my roof got torn off, or maybe a family member like my daughter got lost or hurt in a storm, I can't really see much delight in that. But what about Sandy flying out the window? No, I love her way too much, and even though I think it might be kind of cool to see her take a couple laps around the house, I don't think I'd like that. Now, Irene was irritating. It was stressful. It was inconvenient. I was worried. I didn't have peace, at least right away. During the construction of all my towers, I was praying, interestingly enough, not for safety, but for peace in the storm.
Okay, 这里面英语里面有个双关意思，就是稍微做一点讲。那个 I E R N 这里面有两个意思，一个是这个 I E 在这个词在这个词里，另一个 I E R N 就是作为这个 Parker Orwell 他自己在这个飓风里面 I E R N 就这个概念。他说的那个在这里面我说的所说的 I E R N 就是说我在这个飓风里面我的反应，我被惹得很烦，我很焦躁，我也很紧张，而且我也担忧了，我也失去了平安。至少是在我听到这个飓风到来的消息的时候，我确实这样。而且在那时候，在我准备这些那个抗洪救灾的时候，这些那个塔呀、这些杂物的时候，
Peace through the storm. You see, there's really nothing we can do about the storms in life, is there? Longfellow had it right. When it rains, you gotta let it rain. Paul tells us that we're going to be insulted. We're going to have hardships. We will be persecuted. We will have difficulties in life, even a life in Christ. Why? That's life. So what's the secret? Paul tells us in Romans 5, he says, show glory in your sufferings, but we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. See, but God teaches us simply that we must rely on nothing but His grace. It's sufficient. The letter R. Reluctant to be ready. 2 Thessalonians 3, 6 to 10. Let's look at that verse. The Bible clearly teaches us to be prepared, to be ready. We should always be ready for the coming of the Christ. We should always be ready for the sharing of the gospel. We should always be ready to help a brother and sister in need. And we should always be ready for the spiritual battles that we will face in Christ. Simply, we should be ready to show love to our fellow human beings. One of the things that, readiness is a state of mind. It's a time to realize that we need to be set. We need to be equipped. We need to be armed to do the required work. It requires a toil of labor, as the scriptures put it. It requires energy, tenacity, resolve, determination, and drive.
Okay,
One of the things I love and admire about the people in our church is the willingness to work for what they want. My prayer is that we learn not only to work for what we want, but also work for what we need. And I don't mean our physical needs, I mean our spiritual needs. I've never met a dying man who wished he spent more time at the office. I love one of the verses above. It gives us great insight into our priorities and what they should be, and it states this: we did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but, and here's the best part, in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate.
Okay, 我特别喜欢圣经里面有这样的一些话，这句话，那个给我们很多的那个沉思和神经，让我们把这个地方再读一遍，就是说，是要给你们做榜样，好让你们效法。就是在那个在《太上龙一家》这个第三十这个里面。
We need to offer ourselves as a model to imitate. In education, we're taught to model everything for our students, including lifestyle. We have a morality clause in our contract. Our behavior is a part of our job. And parents, you know as well as I know, we are models for our children. Sometimes good models, sometimes bad models.
Okay, 在我们的教育过程中里面，在我们那个教学里面，我们经常教我们的学生，让他效仿一些好的榜样。这里面也包括那个生活的方式，还有生活的时尚。这里面，因为在我们生活里面，我们所行所做的是我们这个是我们的应该做的一部分，是我们的工作。是在我的合同里面，这有一个那个道德上的准则，有一个条款，道德上条款。我们的日常行为是对我们的孩子产生很大的影响，有时候是好影响，有时候是坏的影响，有时候是好榜样。
Let's ask ourselves this question: Are we modeling for our children a readiness in Christ?Are we modeling the spiritual behavior we hope they will have when they leave our homes? Are we modeling what Paul tells us the people, are we modeling what Paul tells the people in Ephesus? I want you to listen as Jeff reads Ephesians 6, 10 to 17. It'll be on the screen too.
一会儿我们读一下那个以弗所书，那个这个他到了问了一个问题，让我们自己问一个问题：我们是不是在这个过程里面，是不是就给我们的孩子做了很好的榜样？我们是不是以身作则，行之所行，能够让他们在离家远行、出门开拓他们天地的时候，能否我们给他一个很宝贵的，就是那个教训，他们能够在他的人生里面开拓下去？就让我们看一下以弗所书六十到十七。
So, armor of God, helmet of salvation. Let us become this kind of person for our children to imitate. The E is estranged by the intrinsic environment. All right, okay, the E was a lot more difficult to come up with.
这个下一个我们谈的是义，这个里面这个它是一个玩笑的，这里面很多的义，他说的这个义很难凑啊，就是。
However, it's appropriate to the situation with the hurricane. Let me simply state, some of us became very disillusioned by the weather. We were very disillusioned by the outside forces in our lives.
在这个飓风这个事情的时候，我们看到了，在这个困境外边环境变化的时候，我们会与神隔绝，与好多事情隔绝，我们希望的事情，我们不再做我们那个应该做的好多事情应该做的。
We were disheartened by the potential damage. We were not patient. We were unwilling to trust in what we couldn't understand. This to me sounds like a repeat of history. a repeat of the Exodus and the story of the golden calf.
Okay, 我们可能曾经为那个走那有可能遭受的损失而灰心丧胆，我们不耐心，不仰望我们所不能眼见的事情，所不能理解的事情。对我来说，这就像那个历史在重演。我所说的历史重演，就是在出埃及记里面津津有味的故事。读一下。
Yeah, let's read it together.
那个出埃及记32:1-8。大家一起读吧。起来，为我们做神像，可以挡在我们前面领路，因为那逻辑不是我们的。亚伦对他们说：“把你的妻子和儿女。”
The Israelites felt out of control. They felt impatient, just like us. Why is it that when troubled times come, we really want to take control? We get distressed because we feel like we are out of control, or worse, not in control. You see, God tells us to prepare in advance, to put on that armor, to sow the seeds of faith, and to seek ye first the kingdom of God.
那为什么在困难来临的时候，我们如此要那个掌握？我们那个在这个失控的时候，我们会感到不安；在我完全失控的时候，我们会感觉非常的沮丧。上帝让我们提前穿上他的军装，打下信心的种子，求神的国度。
I wonder how many of us sought the kingdom first during the earthquake, then during the hurricane. Did we just seek God as a savior, or did we seek his kingdom? Did we seek him as Lord? Did we seek him as master? Did we seek him as our king, the ultimate person in control?
我们是不是只是寻找他，把他作为我们的救主？我们是不是寻找他的国？他以他为王为主的国？是否我们寻找他是因为他是全能、全部掌控的神？
There's so many of us that come to God in time of need, and we spend very little time with Him when we don't.
当我们有需要的时候，我们总是跟神离得很近；当我们不需要的时候，我们把它放得远远。
To some of us, God is some kind of cosmic knick-knack or celestial tool that we pull off the shelf or show to our neighbors how good we are, or we take him off the shelf when we need problems fixed.
一些人来说，这个神就像那个，就是那种化妆的那种装点的小玩意儿，或者对另一个人来说，就好像是个万能的工具。有的时候，我们就把它从那个架上拿下来，装点炫耀。我们的那个邻居看着我们啊，这是个很好的人。
According to his polls, George Barna claims that 2% of the people claiming to be Christians in America read their Bible every day. We find comfort in our treasures. Proverbs has a verse that's so convicting. It tells us, wherever our heart is, there shall our treasures be. The letter N is the nurturing Nazarene.
因为现在该轮到那个 N 了，所以 N 这个是那个是慈爱、哺育仁爱的那个拿撒勒人，这是指的就是耶稣。
Listen as Jeff reads Philippians 2:1-11.
要我们看翻一下那个翻到那个腓立比书二章那个效法耶稣的谦卑，那个所以我们眼光，所以你们在耶稣里若有什么谦卑。就要让你同样的思想，同样的爱心，要彼此相爱。
We receive grace, which is to nurture us, and we are to show that grace to nurture others. I spoke a while back about the Shema, which is the great verse in Deuteronomy.
Okay, 在过去的那个讲道里面，我们讲过一个词叫 Shema。这个是在那个生命记里面一个非常好非常好的一个。
So let's be like the Israelites. Let's place it on our doorpost. Let's post it on our mirrors. Let's laminate it on cards.
这是这样讲的，他说的让我们像以色列人一样，让我们把这个神马这个词挂在门上，贴在镜上，粘在卡上，多么伟大的词，让我们一起。用塑胶膜把它粘在一起，保护好，记得不行。
Laminate
就是封好，用塑胶膜封好的意思。
What a great word!
Laminate 是。
Laminate means to bond two things together. That's it. Let's laminate them. So I've laminated that word for you all.
laminate 在这个真是字字义面解释就是。把它粘在一起，紧紧的贴在一起，中间没有缝隙的贴在一起，这是很好的词。到时候我把这个跟这个这句话就 laminate 这些，然后现在大家手上都有。
So listen to these glorious words, and I'm going to read them in the English, and then Jeff can follow in the Chinese.
让我们听这些克尔内容的这些圣经金句。
Let us bond them together with our own heart and laminate these words to our soul. It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commands I give to you today that are to be on your hearts, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
Okay, 我来读啊，我生命第六章，4-9。我来读一下，以色列，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今天所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你是在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要传录，要记在手上作为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并在你的城门上。
Tie them on your hands or attach them to your forehead. You don't have to do that, Fan Wei. I want you to take this card and I want you to find some place where you can see it daily. Do your best to be blessed by the nurturing Nazarene, Jesus Christ Himself.
那个是你每天的那个这个抚育人，这个能够自然的那个拿他的人，他的话能够给你很大的助力。
Let's look at the letter E.
我们看到这个，我们刚才看那个这个字母E。
The letter E is the enduring and everlasting Father, and let's read Isaiah 9:6-7.
这个E代表就是那个永生永存的这个天赋。我们先读一下这个。
The zeal of the Lord. What a great word, zeal. It means enthusiasm, passion, eagerness, intensity. God accomplished our salvation through His humbleness, His everlasting, His eternal love, and He is the reason why we are here today. And as we've said before, let us seek the will of God. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
Okay, 为主而大发热情，这个大发热情是多好的一个词啊！大发热情这个就是一触即发，待命的状态，还有那种张力，还有那种紧张。上帝用他的谦卑成全了我们的救恩，他是永恒、永存、永生的神，他是我们今天存在今天的原因。让我们寻求神的意志，别无他求。
Look at that one. Look at the next one. This was really hard to come up with. The end was really hard. Simply what this means is that we should rely solely on our spiritual eternity, which is promised through our Lord Jesus Christ.
永生永在的天父。
An eternity with the everlasting Father, our God. And this mortal life is a blip on the screen. Just as a passing through the night, just like Irene did. She passed us in the night, wreaking havoc on the East Coast, but hopefully leaving a better people for it. People who have gained a newfound strength that they're able to endure lots and lots of anguish.
OK， 我们这个在这个生命只是迎空天上闪烁的一点，也是那个一夜星里面那个一划而过那个惊鸿一刹那，就像那个艾瑞那个飓风一样，很快就来到，短暂的来到，但是它短短的驻足这个时间里面，给我们带来很大的灾难，带来了给东岸很大的重创，但是希望它的短暂的经过，都给我能够把人变得更好，让我们其中找到更多的这个新的力量。
Maybe some people grew closer to their families. Maybe neighbors talked for the first time. Maybe someone found a new relationship with the God of our universe. I don't know, but what I do know is that as I ponder the future of other hurricanes in our lives, both literally and figuratively, I know that I should remember
Irene。我希望Irene这件事情让很多人变得更好，有很多人那个和家庭原来就很生疏，现在变得和谐起来。在邻里面有好多邻居从来不讲话，那今天通过Irene，终于讲第一次的话。也有很多人通过这个Irene呢，就变成那个亲子，变成组织家里的人。所有发生的一切我不知道，我真的不知道。但这次飓风里面，还有将来的飓风里面，不论是属灵还是属世的飓风里面。 我知道我要依赖那永生永存属灵的主，属灵的天主。
Let's look at the font. Let's recap them. So I, irritated with inconvenience. As I stated before, instead of being aggravated, we must ask ourselves this question. God, what are you trying to teach me? R, I must prepare and make ready for the storms in my life. I must do diligence. I must work. I must put on the full armor of God and model it for the others around me.
Okay, 这二我们说过，这是拖拖拉拉，是不愿意做准备。但是在这个二里面，我们必须要为就像我这样的，就是必须在那个飓风来之前，我要抗洪、抗水的那个做准备，也要尽心尽力的工作，穿上上帝的军装，为其他的人、为我们的邻里和我们的孩子们做以身作则的榜样。
The E, I must make sure that the outside influences in my life are those of Christ alone.Those not leaving me feeling estranged, separated, alienated, or disillusioned.
Okay, this E 就是说，我们除了主耶稣之外，在外界没有东西应该影响我们。就是其他外界的因素，不论多么紧迫，多么的，都不应该把我们与神脱离和分隔开。
N, I must remember Christ. I must cling to the cross. I must cling to our Messiah, our God, our King. Only He can give us the comfort and peace which surpasses all understanding and knowledge.
N 就所说的是，我们一定要紧紧抓住我们的主，我们的耶稣，我们的救主，我们的王，我们的神。只有他给我们安慰和平安，在困难困境中，他所给的平安和喜乐超过知识，超过环境，超过智慧。
The E, and I also remember that God is our everlasting Father, and He is in control. He will protect me. He will protect us. He fills me with His Spirit. He gives me enduring power, which can withstand any storm, any problem, any situation which could render me helpless. In my helplessness, God will give me strength.
我们一定牢牢记住，在所有的这个环境里，在这个世界上，在这个宇宙里，我们的天父，我们的神，他掌管王权，而且他保护我们，他安慰我，他使我的灵充满，他给我忍耐的力量，在抵御狂风暴雨、惊涛骇浪，在任何的情况、任何的遭遇，在我的无助之中，他给我力量，他给我天力。
And here's my prayer. Oh, hear, O Columbia Chinese Baptist Church.The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. These commands I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up.Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. Amen.
We thank Pastor O's 生动有趣的讲道。我们通过这件。